Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Snowfall FX. I'm here with the whole crew, where we will talk about Franklin, learn about the crack cocaine game, and more.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I was waiting, ready for this.
You gonna do the this face to this song though?
Dude, you can get hype.
It's too fast. You gotta have a slow one.
Okay. Can you imagine? There we go. Yeah. Oakland in the house.
Oh my god.
You get that look on your face like you smell some piss.
Yes. Okay. That West Coast.
True words spoken by the late and great Mac Dre. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I'm one of your hosts, Emmanuel Wright. You can find me on Instagram at Young Camel Toe. All other social media is at Dear Vicks.
Hey, y'all. I'm Portia Carter. You can find me on all social media at Portia Carter.
Hey, guys. I am Chelsea Sark Jones. You can find me on Instagram at C_S Jones and on Twitter at TheLBPlaybook.
Hey, everybody. It's Ashley Allen. You can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
So there you have it, folks. Now you know who we are, and now we're about to find out more about Oaktown. That's actually where I was born at, Kaiser, Oakland.
That's
you
where
know,
you was born at.
I rep the Yay area. You know what I'm talking about? East Oakland, what's happening? Franklin and his homie Kev with his other homie Leon took a ride down to Oakland to learn about the crack cocaine business.
Why y'all say it like that?
Oakland.
Wow.
Oakland.
Oakland.
That's the town right there. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I ain't gonna start talking like that.
Wow.
So how y'all feel about that? I mean, now Franklin's really in the game.
I mean,
it's a mistake.
Exciting to see that, you
it's
know,
a mistake.
Oakland is the city that got everybody hooked on crack.
That's where it started.
It was a large influence.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's not initially what he came out there for, though. Right. Right. He wanted to sell coke, and then he runs into some crackhead.
Somebody who knows how to
to that crazy white girl. That's that song,
with the,
White
with
Girl.
With the pretty toes.
That
with
song,
the pretty
White
toes.
Girl, was
it's
made
crazy because everybody
her.
Was complimenting her
I
feet.
Was like, I'm like,
and we didn't get to see her feet.
She don't have on no shoes, so her feet can't look that good.
I don't know. Franklin's a sly cat, but 5% of me was like, Franklin kind of wants that. But in the back of my mind, like, nah, he's just trying to get the money. You thought he was actually trying to get something from
him. No, I didn't. I wanted him to get up out of there. I'm like, no, fool, what you want?
Why'd you want to get out?
You don't let her kiss you. You
don't know what she did. He's walking in dark alleys by himself.
That's where his daddy used to do the Black Panther stuff at. Like, that building, oh.
This is true.
Well, ain't no telling how long that girl been up in there.
A long time. He knew that.
I mean, she's not that old.
It reminded me of Get Out when he was walking down them halls. I was like, bruh.
I was worried.
Bro, I was too. I'm like, don't be following her.
We don't do that in real life.
He out here walking around Oakland in the middle of the night, meeting people, walking over people. He ain't got no peace. He ain't got nothing. He just out here. Like, bro, what you all know?
With a bag full of coke.
But it is a pocket full of money.
Wait a second. It is a cracked out white chick, though.
So,
but she could have drug him back there, and there could have been a whole group of crazy crack people about to get at him.
Right.
He didn't know what he was talking. He didn't have to go back there.
Right, he got two things of cocaine in his backpack. Like, they would have tackled him for that mug. Like,
plus, who is going to keep walking in a dark building, abandoned building, no lights, no nothing, you don't know what's back there?
A future billionaire.
No.
That's who's going to be walking back there. No.
But I did like the Black Panther, like, the back and forth between him now in his childhood, seeing his dad and stuff like that in a different light, I guess, not as a drunk, but as a man that was fighting for a cause.
Mm-hmm. Taught him how to be.
And a lot of Black Panthers ended up getting caught up with the crack.
They did. That's what happened to
Tupac's
mom.
Huey Newton actually used to smoke.
See, look, that's what happened at that house. That's why that girl in there, she got some of that residue or whatever they had going on.
The residue?
Yes. Like,
I think she just liked the Black Panther brothers, and she was out there trying to look. She was looking for the jungle love.
Right, because she sure tried to get Franklin.
She was looking
for
Franklin?
You just said Franklin?
Franklin.
Ah! You got jokes.
No.
Okay. There's a couple quotes that I like. He said, hey, I'm going to be rolling in my who ride through Oakland. I just like that.
Why did you like Kev? What did it do for you?
He just said the hoorah. Like,
Kev is smooth.
He's a smooth dude.
Kev's been a potential crackhead.
I like him.
Yeah. Okay.
He's about to be strung out.
I like him right now.
but he's bad for business.
He has no type of anything when it comes to business. Like, you take... So, y'all on a business deal. Why you can't just go and handle business? You trying to go party at the club. You trying to get girls. You trying to get samples of what's going on.
Because he's young. He's young.
Everybody cannot be a drug dealer.
This is a business.
And here's another thing, too. You standing on the side of 2017, I know what happened. Like, it's just happening.
They still don't know what it is.
They don't know the side effects. They haven't talked to a psychologist.
I'm talking about handling business. Like, yeah. Franklin has a business mind, but the other two, they just want to party, have fun, and it's not going to be good
for Franklin.
And get
some money. Yeah.
But at the same time, though, Franklin rubs people the wrong way, because when Kev's uncle was like, oh, just go ahead, have a drink.
Grant.
He's going to be here, and he's like, I don't want, like, where's the guy? And he's
so we're dealing with two extremes.
I mean, but he owned that. That's what he do when he walk up in Claudia Club. Yeah, he don't stay in party. He come, he get his money, he be out.
It's kind of just like adapt to the situation that you're in. I mean, granted, he walked into...
Did you see that situation?
No, I know, but he walked into a better situation
with the crap. Did you see what they was doing with them?
But at the same time, it's like, you don't be disrespectful to someone.
I agree with that. Yeah. I think they're both on both opposites of the spectrum. Like, Franklin might be a little bit too serious, and then his friends are having too much fun. Yeah. But they need to scale back and get a little bit more business.
I don't think Franklin's too serious. I think he about his business. I think he about getting this money. I think he's using his brain, and he's trying to figure out, look, my mama said I got to go back to work. Yeah. I'm not going to work. I'm not working for nobody else, but I need to get her about the hood. So he got to make some shake. I don't think he, like, own that, but they tripping.
Who's that big chick looking like freshly built IKEA furniture? Stop it. Who kept looking at?
That's
she looked like a light skinned chick Apache off of Street Fighter.
She was buffing me on Friday. Remember, she was like, "You go take my friend with a commissary cookie."
She was big. She had ankles, looked like E. Honda.
What was her name?
She was smoking a cigarette. She was breathing harder than Biggie Smalls back in '93. I'm telling you.
Well, Franklin wasn't about it, so good for him.
Who is she?
What? She was just someone that wanted a piece of
She saw a young man.
That's what you think it was?
She knew he was there to make that deal. She knew he had some bread. She was ready to tackle him.
She saw the young chocolate.
New guy coming in.
I was scared for him. Every time I seen her, I was like, oh, shit. He going to end up in some corner with his hands up.
That's crazy.
He held his own, but yeah. He slid out of there.
Yeah, he got up out of there just like that white girl said. She said, look, life has many doors.
She has many doors and they're all opening.
She was like, life is opening doors. They're all opening. There's just many doors.
Some she started life. It off with, she started off though with a star is a door.
Right.
And you're a star. You're a star. You are a door.
She knew he the was doors the star of the opening. Way out though.
She's very optimistic. We'll say that. She has a very optimistic mindset.
I mean...
Yeah, metaphorically speaking, she had a point, okay?
It was deep.
She was deep. She had a good point.
And she was right. Because he is a star. He was opening doors.
More crack cocaine.
She's like a palm reader. She saw it. They need her in every scene. Teddy Mac, white girl, and Alejandro. What you think, white girl? Well...
Hey, Lucy, you're finally gay. Also, the good.
Oh, he gave her the good.
Well, yeah.
How you know?
What you mean?
I'm just saying, Lucia was giving it to.
We don't know that.
We didn't see that.
Look, first of all, Lucia looked like somebody's grandma out here. She's been in the game since the Underground Railroad. That's all I'm saying. Lucia looks old.
No, she doesn't. See our face
she looks really cute. 40...
I feel like she dressed a lot older than what she is.
She doesn't look old.
Sometimes she has like some matronly type outfits, but for the most part, her face, her body, cute crop top today.
She looks rough.
No, she just be looking real uptight sometimes. But I don't think she's looking rough.
I don't think so.
All right.
She lied.
You are a tough critic.
That's the only person I'm critical of.
You just made fun of the girl that tried to hit on Franklin.
She was huge. Like, all right, everybody made fun of her when they seen her on the screen. Lucia is a different case.
She's cute.
Okay, what other main character am I critical of?
Weren't you critical of Teddy Mac's baby mama?
Nah, I was just.
And he was talking about Teddy Mac's son, his drawing.
Yeah. Okay. No, that was kind.
When we pull it out, everybody.
Right. That's a point.
He gave Auntie what's her name? Louie. He gave her a 4.
Yeah.
I didn't give her a 4.
No, you
gave her that 4. Was it
D'Angelo? Wasn't me.
No, D'Angelo liked Aunt Louie. It was.
I didn't give her no 4.
Well, you didn't give her no above 5.
I was gonna give her like a 5.5.
You mean? She's still well, working. Also like her, and I'm glad that they finally hooked up.
Yeah, me too.
But he's gonna.
But it's bad for business. Y'all was just talking about business. It's horrible for business.
It is bad for business.
Yeah, it's bad for business. But I don't really see them like working in business long.
Like, yeah, because they're gonna get smoked.
Yeah.
Pedro.
I don't even see why Pedro's tripping. What's the relationship between Pedro and Lucia?
They're cousins.
Okay, because he be acting like that's his sister.
Well, he's mad Oso is going to replace him.
Yeah, he's mad because she agreed to give Oso more money without consulting him first.
Right.
And yeah, then, she agreed to making him a partner.
So he walks in on, you know, them being intimate together. So he sees them as someone that's going to turn against him eventually.
Now he's the third wheel.
He's the one out.
He's like, he's not confident in his business. He's not confident in what he got going on. He's very insecure about the whole thing. And, like, I mean, he has his doubts. But the thing about it is, like, homegirl let Oso know. When Oso asked to be a partner, she let him know that Pedro wasn't going to be down with it. And he, like, I don't care. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is at this point. He moving away and Pedro not. Like, if he moving away, then he getting his money and he making sure we get these rocks off our hands, then it's nothing they can do. Like, he making a money.
But it's, at the same time, she's not being honest with him. So
yeah. Yeah. She ain't have to lie. She had to lie.
He did say straight up.
He walked in on him.
Yeah. And I was hoping he'd be like, liar.
No. That's how
I would have been like.
I was hoping she picked her head up and saw him looking at her. The window was right there while she was getting hit.
He was watching a little bit too long for that to be his cousin. Like,
he was watching too long.
You don't stare.
I don't understand why she lied.
He was having fun.
No, you stare.
What?
She was probably embarrassed.
He was looking at her cousin doing that?
No, because he wants to see how Oso laying it down. Like, because he wants to see how good the relationship is. Like, is he really pleasuring her? Or
is it new? Is it?
You know what I mean? Like, is he out here just really just hitting like a porno? Or is he like kissing her on the neck?
He was analyzing how far the relationship is.
You know what I mean? Like, where is this going really? No, you can tell.
Is this just a fling or do they really like each other?
Like, as a man, when I got a chick I really like I'm a caresser a little bit harder than a chick I'm just trying to smash.
So he was
like,
caressing a little bit.
You know what
so
I mean?
So that's what Pedro was looking for.
Right.
You know, sorry, you just have to rationalize
what
you're saying.
How do you caress harder?
It's more of a soft, like, you know, emotional caress.
He said it's soft.
It's like, I might like massage the spine for no reason on accident just because I'm caressing so hard.
You know what?
Y'all will never know. Okay?
No.
Y'all will
never know. So,
yeah. Y'all will never know that feeling.
No. What? I can't with you.
We got Teddy Mac back in the field with Alejandro.
Oh, Teddy Mac is smart.
Teddy Mac is for the squad, too.
He's smart. He needed every single detail of how Alejandro killed them girls, where he buried them at. And then he's, you know, tracing homegirl who, you know, mm-hmm. trying to put all the pieces together. He trying to make sure she don't cause no problems in that little operation they got going on. Like, he followed her to the police station and then did that whole scene throwing out names and stuff. He's so smart.
I bet you
I'm proud of Teddy.
Do you like you some Teddy?
Teddy Mac?
I'm proud of
Teddy Mac is out here.
I'm proud of him because, I remember at the beginning we had some doubts.
I didn't have no doubts. I had no doubts.
Teddy Mac
was the homie from the start.
I had doubts.
But I had doubts because he was crazy. Like, he just was a little off.
Yeah. Not comfortable. Now he's
He got to put on glasses to act crazy. I mean,
I love those shades.
Those shades he had on at that police station? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Them like was popping. I like those too. You did good, Teddy, with that one.
What's his fake name? Reed?
It is
Reed Thompson.
Reed Thompson. I like that. That's a perfectly, I'm an accountant white guy type name. Very smooth. How much y'all want to bet he going to end up smashing Jess Avon? No, he's going to try and get an intimate type
about the
of situation.
Girl?
Yeah. So, you know, he'll be like, you know what, don't even worry about that case. I'm sure, like, you know.
I don't think he's going to smash. I think he's going to let Alejandro take her out if need be.
Missing. Or I think he might just be getting her, keeping her close to know if there's any new information.
And what she's finding out.
Right.
Then kind of hiding that evidence.
Yeah, but, so like, that he's, but like he said, like he told Alejandro, like, if need be, we're going to have to take her out.
Yeah.
But I don't know, just that moment in whatever office that they was in, they just had chemistry. I seen it. The way she looked into his eyes.
Because she was desperate.
I get that.
He worried about baby mama.
No, I get that. I get both sides. They worried about opposite things, but they both had that look like, oh man, I could use another friend. They just had that look in their eyes.
Yeah, you know, people come together. He playing his role.
That's what I'm trying to say.
He playing his role. She missing a friend. He missing a friend. They all missing friends. People dead. He got to play.
That's what I'm trying to say.
He got to protect his operation too, so he going to fall in whatever little chemistry he got to fake fall in.
I like that. See? Mm-hmm. I was basically trying to say that, but you just said it a little bit louder.
Not louder, though, dang.
But no, when we first see Teddy and Alejandro, and they're in Teddy's apartment, and the phone's, or the second time we see him, and the phone's ringing, and it's Teddy's baby mama, but he, like, ignores
it.
He, like,
oh, he ignored baby mama.
Yeah, yeah,
she was like, we're driving down, we're on our way, and he said, bleep.
Yep.
Yeah, he's not. He's like a
witch. He just hit her with the okie doke, though.
Yeah, right.
Last episode. He let her know, like, I got you, and we in this. Nothing wide open and everything. Like,
he was crying and stuff, bringing Thai food.
We played the game well.
He had to get what he had to get.
Don't be mad at Teddy.
He was mad on the booty call.
No, I'm mad.
I'm not mad.
Because he told her that he wants to be a family man and he wants this to work out and be there for their child and stuff like that. I understand. But when the time comes for you to actually own up to those words that you said to the person that you want to have a relationship with, and you ignore them, and that's not cool. That's not cool. You at least call her back and say, hey, I got this. And she specifically said, don't let this get in the way of what we're trying to do here. If you let this go above us, then I can't do that.
He clearly has a one-track mind.
He does. He's very, I mean, most men are. You guys just get zoned in.
Shots fired.
Can't multitask. Yeah, most men are. Can't multitask. Fine. I agree. But what I'm trying to say is Teddy Mac is doing this for his country. This is bigger than just him, his Picasso son, and whoever she is.
Picasso. Yeah, that's fine. But don't tell her. Don't tell her.
No. But sometimes you gotta tell her what she wants to hear, just so you
don't listen to him.
No, don't do that. Look, man.
I'm not with that either.
Hey, if you're just a normal dude working at Mickey D's or a Starbucks barista, don't do that to your female. But like, if you're trying to do some, like, if you're trying to just calm down North Korea for all of the world, and you got like a side mission, and your chick is tripping, and you're trying to keep your family in touch, and you got lied to her a couple of times just so you could save the world from North Korea, do that.
We're talking about some crack cocaine.
I'm not.
This is Nicaragua, which is like North Korea.
Obama never lied to Michelle.
I'm sure he did. What?
Nah.
He's the first black president.
No. Because she's smart. Why would he need to lie to her?
No comment.
He's the first black president.
Did y'all hear that though?
He gon' lie.
No.
Sometimes.
We're not gonna talk about it. Let's leave Obama.
Yeah, let's leave
that
there.
We need him right now.
Cards. With all them encyclopedias he be reading every day, you know he.
Break cards.
Hey, look.
Sips tea.
Okay, fine. You gonna sip the tea. All right. So what's gonna happen with Franklin now? He got the crack cocaine. He got the good. He know how to spread it.
He'll have to hide his stash from his friends.
No, it looked like bread dough.
It's rocks.
Do you think he's gonna share his new secrets with Avi or Claudia, or like how's he?
No, he about to chop that boy up. He about to sell it.
It's gonna be just him.
He gonna keep buying it from Avi and then make it himself.
Okay, so do you think he's gonna be making a lot of enemies though? Because once word gets out on the streets that this guy over here got a cheaper form of cocaine in the streets, all the addicts are now buying.
He just created the movement, man.
Yeah,
the crack and it's gonna
put a target on his back too.
Definitely. Hey, wait, can we talk about Slim? Sure.
Oh,
what would you like to say about?
I just
Slim?
Loved me some Swim. I thought he was RZA. Great. What was his opening line?
He's either swimming,
in some
pussy or some money.
I loved that. Good for him. Good for Swim. Good for Swim.
He's
swim,
in there like swimwear.
The man for play.
Loved it.
Didn't he call somebody Dorothy?
That was a homeboy that.
No, that
took,
was homeboy that took him to him, like, you want to meet the wizard.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Come you want to meet the wizard?
Yeah. Yeah.
Frank was like, hey,
look, he was a straight up nerd, too. He was like, huh, what you doing out here with two keys? Oh, for real? You want to meet the wizard? Like, whoa.
Plan too much.
Yeah, but Franklin, you do have to give him credit, because I was stressed out when he was going in there, but he knew what he was doing, I guess, in some sense, and you know, he's gonna do some big things in LA with that crack.
I feel like Franklin doesn't know what he's doing, but he's not dumb. He's figuring it out.
He's learning on the fly.
Yes.
Yeah, he's learning on the fly.
He's not doing a bad job, at least this episode. Already.
And what did he say with Swim? It's like, I either have impressing my luck, or I have good luck, or bad luck. I'm just playing my cards as it goes. He's kind of gambling with it.
Yeah,
and right,
I mean,
now
because he already couldn't sell, you know, his cocaine to the Mexicans. He, like, that didn't go right.
Yeah.
So now he just don't know what to do. But, man, it's crazy. I wonder how he know that it was different what the girl was doing, but how did he know it was still cocaine, you know? Like, what she was smoking?
He didn't know.
He was just curious, man. I think. He wanted, yeah. He
saw
to see
this little rock with this white girl who was all alone, who was more...
So crack is all about rocks, and cocaine is what
it's
they sniff.
Powder.
Dang. Mm-hmm.
And people who are off crack trip harder. But for
right.
not...
Trip as, harder than people who want cocaine.
Yeah, but it doesn't last as long. So you immediately have to go find some.
So that's why they be hooked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why they be strung out and acting crazy on
so,
the streets and
so
stuff.
So he saw her smoke it. Then go on a whole tantrum about, you know, open doors and stuff. A few minutes later, she's like, I need more.
Yeah, see, I'm enjoying learning about this, learning how it all works, because, you know, I've seen people in my day, you know, be strung out. You know, well, I haven't, like, seen them using or anything, but you see people, and it's just like, what they on, you know?
Right.
And then you hear about it, and now we actually seeing this unfold. Like, it started off with him wanting some powder, you know, to sell to these people, and then now he done went to Oakland and found out how to chop it up and make it a rock for them to smoke, and it's just like, dang, like, the whole transformation of how all this happened is really, like, mind-blowing, and I'm just like... Dang, just one sight of him seeing somebody smoke a rock made him get everybody in the whole United States hooked on crack.
I mean, he just saw how he saw how crazy she was, and just was like, man, I ain't never seen something like this. And
it's like he's drawn to people who's crazy because he wants to make them more crazy.
Right.
Well, he wants to
that's how he
to make
his
money
by making
exploitation.
Them crazy.
Exploitation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang, exactly. Man.
Franklin's a smart,
I had more
evil
hope in
genius.
Franklin.
You have more hope.
Yeah.
And
he's doing his job, unfortunately.
Yeah.
People on crack is crazy. I was just on the bus the other day.
Yo, bus stories?
Nah,
you got another
crack
story.
This is what happened. Yo, there was this big linebacker, man. He's probably like 350 pounds. He was sitting
he was
in the back
crack?
Of the bus. No.
Oh.
He was eating like a whole plate of Chinese food. He was just grabbing down. All of a sudden, the bus stops. This crackhead get on the bus. She starts talking to everybody when she's passing. She's like, hey, baby, oh, you going to church, blah, blah, blah. Big dude in the back was like, he looked up just, oh, no, not her again. He dropped his Chinese food on the ground. Crackhead seen it. As he was running out of the bus, she was like, hey, you going to finish that? He was like, nah, you crazy as hell. She runs to the back, start eating the Chinese food off the floor. Straight up, just like lied on the floor.
Y'all heard that?
I got off the bus.
Okay,
I,
hold on.
So he was afraid of her?
He was afraid. Big dude. Like,
she must have done something.
His Chinese food, though. I'm worried about the food. Why you dropped the food?
Right.
You couldn't package it up and run.
So quick. Like, he a big dude, so you know he was trying to eat.
Hungry,
he was growing.
Yeah.
Right, you can't crack that mug up and run, so you gonna stop going to your destination because somebody else got on the bus.
I got off the bus. I got off two stops early because she was literally, because I mean, like, when he dropped it, it's Chinese food, like, on the floor. Like, she eating it off the ground. Like, I can't do this.
So she was just
oh, you couldn't
like an
watch
animal.
It?
It was an animal.
Look, the situation is not funny. I'm laughing at you and your face.
That,
an animal.
But dang, hold on.
And then she had the nerve to ask me about boxing.
Why
water.
He get off the... You know what? This is not... this. That's not my...
Crackheads
I
ain't
got
no joke. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, you see why. They got people like Franklin giving them up. Dang, I just can't believe it, man. He out here. He done did some stuff.
This is back in the day, though.
Yeah.
You know?
But happened. The thing is, it's about a true story, though.
It's a true story.
So there was somebody back in the day named Franklin, or named somebody else.
Freeway, you know? Freddie, I think.
Right.
Freeway, and Ricky, right?
Ricky did it.
Ricky.
And it's just like, dang, like, this thing happened.
What do you think Pedro's telling his dad? Do you think he's saying, like, I can't trust Oso anymore? Or do you think he's, or maybe he's
telling him about the whole thing?
I don't think he's that naive.
Yeah.
I kind of think he just straight up told him, hey, Oso smashing Lucia. So, both of them are...
Maybe compromised. I hope that's right. What he's telling him, and I hope he's not telling them the whole little shindig about them breaking in.
No.
And
right.
They just
no. Put him in trouble.
And then they killed Enrique and you're all this other stuff. Stupid, yeah, no. I hope not, because he know his daddy will take him out, right? He know his daddy will take him out, right?
He may just be asking for guidance, too. He may just be telling the
story. No, he said, Papa, I got to tell you something.
Right.
Ain't no guidance. Papa. I'm telling you.
No, I mean, hey, look. Oso and Lucia, they got some type of relationship. What should I do about this?
It's bad for business.
Or maybe he telling him he don't trust Oso, you know?
No, he's not going to just straight up say that, because he just said at the party, I trust Oso.
Yeah.
He's clearly a liar.
It would
lying.
But it would make him look dumb.
If he just that quickly said he doesn't trust him anymore.
It's not.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, then why'd you bring him here to meet me?
Yeah. At my big party.
They all lying. Okay. So, at this point, I don't know what to believe.
The devil is a lie? Is that what you're going with?
Yeah.
You just saying everybody a liar now?
Everybody lying.
Okay.
Everybody lying about something, okay?
Kev lying about something? What Kev lying about?
He ain't lying about nothing. He out there in the open. That's look, he out there in the open with his wannabe crack fiend, so, okay.
If anybody should have hooked up with that big chick, the Cherokee looking one.
That's who I thought he was.
Kevin was going after, right?
That's who I thought he was going after, but maybe not.
But Kev knew
maybe
better.
She turned him down. She was like, I want Franklin.
I'm not about to play.
With the backpack. Where you going?
Schoolboy.
You got some cookies in the back of there.
I was ready to see what was in that backpack.
She was looking for a lunchbox.
Ready. So ready.
She was built like a lunchbox.
So do you guys think that Leon and Kev are going to actually be good soldiers, in a sense?
Leon.
No.
I see a future for Leon.
I think Leon, one of them boys that's killing people, that's taking people out.
Yeah,
I don't
need a muscle.
But I don't think he's like... a good businessman.
Yeah.
No.
And you, not at all, neither one of them?
Definitely not Kenny. He is about to be... I mean, Kevin. Sorry. Kenny, where I get Kenny from. No, he's not going to be good for business at all.
No. I don't know. Well, no. I don't think Kev. I think Kev's going to get hooked on it and try to backstab Franklin in some type of way. Take his stash or money or whatever, I think.
Yeah, since we talking about that, let's get into predictions, right?
Let's do predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Like, everybody take a sip.
Yum.
I predict that next episode, Frank is gonna sell off this crack rock. He gonna find some buyers. I don't think he's going to be dumb enough to immediately go to Claudia with it, because that's just...
It's over with, because she liked the real cocaine.
Right, right. She don't want that fake stuff.
It's more sophisticated. You know, she's a...
Right.
Yeah.
He's not going to go to Ivy, because, I mean, he's going to immediately... If he even sees that it's doing well in the streets, he's going to rob... Or, yeah, I don't know if he'd rob him, but he's going to try and take, like, half of his business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering who he's going to go to. Maybe he's going to go to his pops?
I stuck around to watch the preview. I think he's going to go. He goes to his uncle.
To do the crack rock in the own
community. To try to help sling it. And he's basically pitching it as weed. It's just like slinging
weed.
Same
price range.
Yeah.
Oh. That's my prediction. I didn't just take that from the prediction. I'm rolling with it.
Next up.
Yeah, I think Jerome is finally in with the get in on the crack. I think he'd take that over than trying to break up and sell this actual coke, because it costs more, you know, and you got to do a lot, I guess, more than with the crack. I mean, they cooking a whole rock.
Science practice.
But it's chemistry up in that mug. They got all types of stuff going on. But I think like Franklin is going to do that, and he about to be popping out here with his money, and he's slanging this, and I feel like, you know, Lenny and Ray still probably going to come after this fool. I believe his mother is going to find out he doing something other than working at somebody's store.
Yeah, because she...
Because, like, he's really, like, bringing in bread, and she's not trying to ask no questions, but she asking questions, like, on the slick and slide, and he just avoid everything. So, I believe she going to find out, and, you know, he's still going to be, you know, where Ivy, he going to go, he going to get his keys, he going to take two to Claudia and chop the rest up, and he out there, he popping. And Kevin gonna be strung out. And Melanie gonna be helping him cook it.
Melanie's gonna be helping him cook it. I think piggybacking off of that with Jerome is one of the reasons why he said he wasn't wanting to help with the cocaine was because it's something that you have to do with white people, and he didn't want to have to sell to white people and, like, have that conversation with them. But now that this is a drug that is specifically geared towards their own, black people and who they know and people in their area, I think that's more appealing to him, that he doesn't have to go deal with people outside of their neighborhood. But I think Kevin is going to get hooked on it and is going to be one of those addicts that take and steal and manipulate and is going to try to come after Franklin's money or drugs or connections or get someone turn against him in some type of way. Later on in the season.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. I definitely think Jerome is going to definitely be on board because it's not only is he not having to do business with people he doesn't want to, but it's something new. So you can make your own rules. You can make this your own. And I think he's going to see the potential in how much money it is. So he's going to be on board. As far as Kenny... Like I've been saying this whole time, this dude is about to get strung out. Kev.
Who is Kenny? Who is in your life? Who is Kenny?
I'm sorry. But he's about to be bad for business. He's already bad for business, in my opinion. I think he's gonna start stealing from Franklin. Franklin is gonna have to do something. I'm not sure exactly what, but. He's going to get kicked out of the crew. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Sure. Leon need to take him out. Pop.
Last prediction for me, I think also going to put the smackdown on Pedro.
Yeah. I mean, Pedro can't defend himself.
It's going to happen. They're going to wrestle. They're going to wrestle at some point.
He need to.
Pedro going to rush him, too. It's going to be Pedro's fault. He's just going to get mad one day and be like, I can't take it, Oso. Put his head down and just run after him and get dropped.
But also with Franklin and his mother, there's so many lies that he could tell her. Like, in the beginning of the episode, he says the window in the car got broke from, like, kids playing baseball. So it's like...
But you got the money to fix that. You could have fixed that before you got home.
Well, like, he did. He did. He did. He told her, like, oh, the kids hit a baseball. I took it to so-and-so, and I got fixed. But, like, there's only so many lies that he could tell. Like, once you start telling lies... You start building this web of them, and you have to remember the lies that you told. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's going to get him caught up with his mom, where it's like he's not living the truth, and eventually she's going to catch him slipping up on something that he said. Like, oh, I thought you said this happened, and it, mm-hmm. you know, so I think eventually he's going to get caught in his web of lies with his mom, and she's going to, I don't even think it's going to be that he has so much money. I think she's just going to catch him slipping up on something that he told her.
Yeah, my thing is, if you can fix it and shut up, okay?
I would like to see more flashbacks, too, of his him father. That, I really like that, and hopefully we get to see more of that.
Yeah, because I would like to see how he fell into his daddy.
He about to be selling to his daddy. Like, his daddy about to come for that crack.
Or maybe his dad is selling for him.
No.
You don't think
Running off with that, okay?
You don't think so?
You can't running off with can't that smoke money. Your own supply.
He's out of there. He's
to his homeless people.
No, look, no. His daddy is out of there. He's on drugs.
You think so?
Yeah
he's on drugs.
But if he's getting a piece of,
but he doesn't think about a
but
piece.
But that urge is going to take over. Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
He's not going to be doing accounting.
Help his dad out. You get a couple hundred dollars with this.
I don't think Franklin's mom's gonna find out. Franklin's character, I mean, he's not that good with the piece, but when it comes to lying to people, he's really good at it.
He is smooth, but I think once you tell so many, it gets hard to remember the ones that you told, you know?
So far, has he been caught up in a lie?
Not yet.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Not yet.
He's very charming.
I mean, it has been a little questionable when she like, okay, so you mean to tell me you billing this man out and you just got fired from your job? Like, how is this working out, you know?
He got too much extra stuff going on. I think he just, he needs to calm it down. Mm-hmm. He's going to get caught.
Sure, he got a future on his hands. He said, it's our future.
It's our future.
Mm-hmm. Well, you heard it here, folks. From Portia. And the rest of the crew. Once again, I'm your host, Emmanuel Wright. You can find me on social medias at Dear Vitz, Instagram, Young Camel Toe.
What's up with this sexy voice? What just happened in here?
Hey, y'all, I'm Portia Carter. You can find me on all social media at Portia Carter. Thank y'all so much for tuning in with us.
Hey, guys, I'm Chelsea Sark Jones. You can find me on Instagram at C_S Jones and on Twitter at TheLBPlaybook.
And I'm Ashley Allen, and you can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
Yay, thanks, guys.
See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.